In that secret place, we exalt you. Hidden under the shadow of your wings, O God, you give us rest. We invite you to continue to increase, Holy Spirit. You're welcome in our hearts. You're welcome in this place. We love you with all of our heart. We love you. Our eyes are on you. Our hearts are open and ready and willing, receiving, hearing, rejoicing, agreeing. We praise you. We praise you because you're worthy. We worship you because you're worthy. You are the exalted one, the King above all kings, the righteous judge, the everlasting Father. You are Prince of Peace. You are so holy, so kind and loving, the kindest person who's ever lived, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Exalt you today. High and lifted up, the train of your robe fills the temple. We are undone. We're overtaken. You overshadow us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you. Forgive us, Jesus, for taking you for granted. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for not seeing who you are. Forgive us for not responding to you the way we can. All praise and honor and glory and dominion and adoration to you, Lord Jesus, are offered this day. We bow to you. We bow to your throne, for you're worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, you tell us in your word in John 17, the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have made your name known to them, and will make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Father, I thank you for your words in John 17. I thank you, Lord, that you're ever releasing to us revelation from above of what John 17 unity looks like with you, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and with the world around us, within the brethren and also those who are not in the family yet. We thank you for your promises. We thank you that you fulfill your faithful promises, Lord, And we thank you that you are the faithful one, and we bless you simply because you are you. If you never even gave us a promise, you are the promise. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we have the privilege of uniting with you. Open our eyes. Open the eyes of our understanding this morning, way beyond where we've been. That's our heart's cry, Lord, to know you, the power of your resurrection, and share in the fellowship of your sufferings. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we truly desire to be those who would bring reformation. We desire reformation. We desire to be your reformers, Lord, those who would take our place on this earth to be able to reflect your glory, to be able to release your glory in the ways that you have provided, and that we wouldn't shrink back, and that we wouldn't make excuses for what you have given us so freely. We just thank you for that, God. Thank you. Thank you for reformation on this earth so that your kingdom would know no end, be populated extravagantly, filled with your sons and daughters, and that we would be mightily used to bring your sons and daughters to glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the reminder. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. I really believe that we're in a holy place. We're on holy ground, and believe that God is going to do something amazing, as he always does every time we meet. So I'm looking forward to what he's saying next, aren't you? We've had some amazing things go on, happen this weekend, amazing things happen in the last month, and that's just the nature of the Lord, to continue to take us from glory to glory, to take us higher and deeper. I talked with Pastor Bill this morning, texted, and they arrived safely in Ghana North last night, and praise the Lord for that, and we're very excited about that. So the Kingdom Bible School begins early tomorrow morning. Maybe some are coming in now, so they're putting the tents up and getting ready for all the people around Ghana who are coming in, all the leaders and others who are coming in. So I'm very excited. And he said that they would be trying to get updates. Carly and Jordan are working on updates and having a time with the slow internet. So hopefully by the end of today that we'll be able to hear that and see whatever they're sending and hear about that. But praise the Lord, things are going really well. I know tonight marks the beginning of 100 hours of prayer and worship. And with that in mind, I've been doing a lot of reflecting and a lot of seeking the Lord. Thank Nick. Asking the Lord, how do you want this to look this year? We do this in the fall and then have 24/7 in the spring. And I kind of smile because, you know, they do this all day long, every day in heaven. So how do you want this to look in northeastern Ohio? And I'm excited about it because I believe he's got new things for each one of us, new places for us to discover, new places in him, that he's our treasure, and he's wanting us to discover him and then hear from heaven what he's saying and then give it back and see the release. So it's just so cool how we can pray and intercede and worship the Lord and how that mix all comes together and things happen in this earth. Well, I know that everybody who's here is part of a company of people who want to be on that edge, want to be on that crazy, wild side, to be able to know that they can be used, you can be used by the Lord to do amazingly, exceedingly wonderful things above anything that you could even ask for, think, or imagine, right? And that God would use us to do that, and us, meaning all of us in here, would be influencers to those around the world. Really looking forward to more of that. And with that at heart, Andy has a video that he wants to show. We talked about this. I haven't seen it yet. But we had a video on Sunday. No, on Sunday. This is Sunday. On Friday. Called Sons of God. And we offered that here. Opened it up to others outside of Frontline, which we always do. And so just encourage you to try to take advantage of any opportunities like that, because they're meant by the Lord to increase us and also to release something in the atmosphere, not just give us personally something, but increase something in the atmosphere. Just encourage you, if you're able to come to 100 hours of prayer this week or any other things that are coming, if you're able to in your world and life and it works with you, that would be great. I know for this week, we have visiting worship teams from around the area coming in tonight, tomorrow, through Thursday. So I'm very happy about that, excited about that. And may I encourage you, as you're trying to figure out schedule in life in this Western world we live in, may I encourage you to also consider that this building is open 24/7 for 100 hours. And so you might get up in the middle of the night and think, ah, have you ever done that? It's like, oh, gee, what are you saying, Lord? And instead of just wandering around, get in your car and come over. There's an anointing here. I've actually done that. It sounds kind of strange, but I have done that. One time I was walking up the stairs to go to bed one night during a 24/7 week, and the Lord spoke to me, and I actually went backwards down the stairs. I went and I got in my car, and I thought, God, you can speak to me here. He goes, I know, but I'm calling you there, and there's going to be something that you'll see. And it was amazing. It was just an amazing encounter that I was able to have. He drew me there. So we just want to be open to those kinds of things. So anyway, after we saw the movie Sons of God, then we went out in the streets, and Jamie's group went down to Walmart on 62, and that's part of the testimony in this video. And then some of us went down to First Friday and got to speak to some amazing new friends on the streets down in Canton. It was just a blast, and God moved. It's very powerful. And so,
wow.
That was cool. I guess we'll have to have a little recorder in the cell phone with all the traffic down there. It's hard to hear. Wasn't that so awesome? It was really cool. I thank you guys for coming out, and it's worth it. It's worth our time. It really is. This soul is in the kingdom now, Devante, and I was walking down the street, and I'd asked the Lord first, and I said, who do you want me to talk to? Because I can talk to anybody. And I looked right at this guy coming across the street, crossing 3rd Street, and I felt the Lord was saying, that guy. And so I just said, hi, can I talk to you? And went right into it. And the Lord had already prepared his heart. He'd already been thinking about things in the kingdom. He said, you know, I really need to get serious about God. And he was thinking about that. So he was totally stunned that God put me in his path. So talking to him about counting the cost, who Jesus is, what it means to be saved. He said he'd gone to church before, but he had never made a faith declaration. He had heard things in his head, but never had anything in his heart. And he didn't have a family church or anything. So we'd hoped we'd see him today, but maybe another time. But it was a very easy thing to lead him to Christ. And I could tell at the moment he was really having an encounter with the Lord himself. I could feel that. I could sense that. But he uses us just even to open up the way for the Lord to continue to speak through us. So just invite you to come out. It's just really an exciting time when we're on the streets. Before I release the kids, I want to tell you a little bit more about this process of preparing. I don't know if we have the handouts, Cynthia. Did you have those? The handout, the email I was telling you about? Oh, remember this morning I was talking about an email? Okay. Well, there's a handout coming, and so we'll print that off. It's just a, just disconnect here. We're talking about other things. But there is a, I started typing this out, just a little bit of a quick overview of what's been going on briefly in the last month. Missing all kinds of things, all the outreaches and edges and things like that, but just a few highlights from some of the things that have happened, and not all of them. And I was thinking, Lord, what are you wanting us to do in this next step? Why are we having 100 hours of prayer? I'm sure you're wondering that. Why do we do these things? And what are you trying to say? And what the Lord was speaking to me about, because we're going to watch a video today. We did have a clip last week with, a wonderful encounter that Graham Cook was having with the Lord, dealing with someone who needed some help, a different way of sharing Christ. And it was really empowering and exciting. And we saw a little clip last week. This is different. I'm not a let's go show a movie every week. I'm not that kind of person. I want to preach the word. And this is the word. But I felt like the Lord was saying, there are some in your body, and maybe all of us can use this, I'm sure, that are so in love with Jesus, which is great, that it's difficult to distinguish between the voice of Jesus and the voice of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? Now we can go through the book of John and I can highlight, he is this, he is this, he is this, he is this, he's a person, which we do. But until we have an encounter with him and understand who he is, many times we'll miss his very voice that's speaking to us. And the dove that rested on Jesus when he came up out of the river at his baptism, the dove that remained is the very dove who lives on the inside and is upon us. And so as I was thinking about this, I thought, okay, Lord, you're wanting to make a point here. As we've gone through some of the I can just highlight briefly this little handout that's coming to you, some of the things since October 9th, and here we are, November 8th, October 9th, we had our all-night watch of the Lord. And something really shifted during that time. There was an all-night shift, or an all-night watch of the Lord shift, and it seemed as though the Lord was saying, I'm taking you personally and your body into a new place, into a new realm. And there's going to be something very exponentially significant that I'm preparing you for, and I want you to receive, and I want you to get this. Like, oh, okay. And I think many of us who were here during that all-night prayer, night watch, felt the same thing. There was definitely a shift in the spirit, another one. There's always going to be a shift for increase. But we're looking for those times when the Lord specifically is saying, pay really close attention to this. This is what I'm saying and doing. I don't want you to miss it. And then about 2 weeks or so passed. And after that, then we had Relentless Pursuit. And the CD, our CD, our first official, if you will, CD, or I should say first CD of original songs, was debuted at Relentless Pursuit, or the day before Relentless Pursuit. I wasn't sure, Josh, was it the same day, 23rd? It was, okay, I did put that right. You'll get it on your handout. I wanted to make sure I was right. And so that was significant because the Lord was carving out something in a territorial thing in a good way for our worship to continue to increase here, but to go around the world, and many prophecies that have been given were released, and we're just saying, thank you, Lord, for the fulfillment of some of the beginnings that you've showed us. And we've been worshiping and having a school of worship and worship teams for so many years, and we had our initial CD last year, but this one was significantly increased from the previous year as one that was going to be going viral. And something that God was saying, this is what I have for you on many different levels. Pay close attention because I see you as my worshipers. I see you as my kids who just really want me. I like that. That was really, really deep. It's very deep. And it's not something like, oh my gosh, we got a CD. Peter was on that thing. Is that so cool? And it is. Thank you, Peter. We got to use our very own Peter, his music in you know, for this little flick that we did, that Andy did yesterday to show today. It's like, okay, thank you, Lord. So that's really important. And then we had Relentless Pursuit, which was amazing this year. It just was so, so strong. And we had such a strong presence with Ben Atkinson here from the local area. And that was significant from the Lord, as well as our trusty overseas buddies coming in. And so the Lord was creating another bridge that has always been in our hearts, but one that was significantly taking us into another dimension. Not the first time. We always are locally involved in outreaching and such. So that's not new to us, obviously, from the streets. But the Lord was saying, there's something in the spirit. I want you to hear it in the spirit. So you're going to hear me say spirit a lot and Holy Spirit a lot. And when I'm finished right here, then we'll watch this. Kids will be free to go to their classes if they'd like. If parents want them to watch it, they can. It's up to them. So then at the end of Relentless Pursuit, Sunday morning, which would be on the 25th, I think, of October, all of us, the remaining leaders of the conference, sat up here with you or knelt down with you and washed your feet. Everyone who is in here, every age, children, babies, older people, every age. And we were stunned at what the Holy Spirit was saying in a good way. It was like, oh yeah, this is great. And so you guys came up and we had the privilege of washing your feet and demonstrating the purity, desiring to demonstrate the purity of the love of the Father through us to you, saying, you are so beloved, you are so accepted, you're so significant, we love you. And believe that God just shifted something in the atmosphere again That was the first to do that way. And it was a personal great joy for me. And I know the other leaders were up here as well. And then at the end of relentless pursuit, we just continued on. And Pastor Jose, the following Tuesday, before he took off for other areas, by the way, he's preaching in Atlanta this morning, and he is coming back here. And the very day that the Ghana team will be sharing, I believe they'll be sharing, they'll be back, Pastor Jose, and we'd invite you to be here because you can always get the tape and hear them and cheer them on. Pastor Jose will be preaching at People's Baptist Church in downtown Canton. Oh, I'm not kidding you. Isn't God good? They have no idea who Pastor Jose is. In a good, praise the Lord, he's new, but Pastor Walt Arrington just opened up and said, yes, we would love to have him here. And for those of you who weren't here this summer, this was the body that we connected with and did a major outreach in the city of Canton in the projects, in the poor areas down in Canton this summer, while our Mozambique team was overseas, so I didn't get to be part of it. I was in Mozambique, but the rest of you were here. See what the Lord's doing? There's a bridge, and he's really increasing right now. He's preparing us for a major outpouring. He's preparing us for greater encounters. He's preparing us for something new in this region as well as in the state of Ohio and beyond. And he's wanting us to see it. Okay? He's wanting us to get it. Thanks, guys. Yeah, if you could have one. I'm doing this all from memory. Chris, can I have one, hon? Thank you. There we go. Now we're up to speed. We're almost finished here. But when Pastor Jose was, when he was speaking, I don't know how many of you were able to notice when Pastor Jose's eyes got really strong and intense and his voice was strong, and it's like, wow, this is the guy who just washed my feet with his little sweet smile, and he's like, I love you. And now he's going, rah, about the word of God. Remember? And so I was telling Pastor Jose, you are just so cool. You just lean into any aspect, any part, any attribute of the Holy Spirit. Well, this was a mighty roar. And if you've not heard it, I would suggest you listen to it. It's online. It should be, right? At our podcast, okay? From Tuesday night, Fire and Wind. What was he saying? Oh, I read the Word. I study the Word. Listen to this and get the impartation. I've listened to it several times, and I was here. It's so good. Because I'm saying, God, what's happening in this season? What you're doing for us here is what you're doing through Rick and Carly and Jordan and Pastor Bill and Rachel Koblenz, right? You're doing something in Africa. You're doing something here. But you're saying, those who have ears to hear, you want to hear what I'm doing for you and in you now. This is your season. So you're not here by accident hearing this. I've never done a little brief mini timeline. I've never done this before. It's like, what the heck is this, God? But this is what he told me to do, I believe. So then, and I'm sorry if you did something or were part of something magnificent that isn't on here. It doesn't mean it wasn't cool. Just that this is a quick highlight. So then, now catch, I'm almost finished here. So the next Sunday, which was last week, we have the Ghana team commissioning. Okay, we have a video clip from the Sons of God that we did end up showing. And the Sons of God video, we spoke about what the Lord was saying through Graham Cook to someone that was really bizarre. It was out of the box. It was, God, you're serious? You don't move like this. If you listen to what he said, you go, yeah, it is, come on. And then you realize that the fruit that came from that and the means to get there was so Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit. Because not only was the girl on the streets completely delivered of the drugs and the sex, the life, there's kids in here, and the, you know, the life on the street, but also the father, the guy who said, you know, is hating God, he got saved. God, what are you doing? Why did that guy, 6'6", crossing Cleveland Avenue and 3rd Street, why did he look in my eyes? And he was staring deeply into my eyes, just staring at me, you know, and looking down, because he's 6'6", okay? And he didn't take his eyes off my eyes, and I was smiling. And when I told him about Jesus, about the gospel, he couldn't wait. What are you doing, God? right now. This is not some, oh, that's a nice little video. Maybe someday that will happen. No, no. We're there. We're in this, in the middle. And so the Lord's saying, I don't want you to miss this. I don't want you to miss this. I don't want you to miss this. Can you hear him? I don't want you to miss this. I'm doing something new. I want you to hear because there's something new. Something new. Something fresh. This is a new time. And I believe that's why Pastor Jose was very intense, or what seemed like intense. Okay? Just setting the stage for this video. It's a Bill Johnson video. You're going to love it. And it's about the Holy Spirit living in you. It's very good. And so then we had a pastor appreciation. There was blessing, gifts, and prophetic declaration. Blessing and gifts were way cool, and prayer over us was way cool. We were very surprised and, you know, blessed. And then there were some words and pictures also with that that were given. And I've been thinking about them, saying, Lord, those are real. That was from you. The King of the universe spoke through those people. What do you mean? What does that mean for me in my everyday life? When I get up, go make coffee, sit down with the Lord, I'm getting ready to go do my next thing in the day or whatever it would be. What do those words have to do with me? Oh, they were over the pastors. No. Well, yes, but no. It's both. It was for all of us. So the Lord's saying, how hungry are you guys? Because I'm responding to the hungry ones. You don't want anything to be aborted in this season. Because I believe he's ramping up for something huge. But it's going to take us recognizing the Holy Spirit to be able to receive the fullness of it, I believe, and be the leaders that he wants us to be. Okay, and then the Ephesians Bible study in the evening. I've heard from some, that changed my life. I feel so different. The Lord unpacked things in that Bible study that took an effort to get there for many, I'm sure. But God did something through the word, through the impartation. I'm different. It's like, oh, well, that should always be the case, right? When we go to Bible study. But there's something else that he's wanting us to see. So I'm stirring the pot of anticipation for what he's going to say here, because I believe there'll be some deep things that will bless you. And then finally, or not finally, Tuesday was election day. What happened in the state of Ohio on that election day? Anything significant, Mandy? Pretty exciting. You want to tell us 5 seconds, 10 seconds?
Issue 3, which was about legalizing recreational and medicinal marijuana and allowing a few select companies to make billions of dollars off of it, failed, just kicked the bucket, failed.
We celebrate when there's a victory we believe is from the Lord. It's not a political statement, but we're celebrating that God is backing up the desire for righteousness in Ohio. And we're thanking him so that the enemy can't slick his way through. And so I'm just really encouraged by that. And then we need to celebrate these what seem like minor victories, but they're not. And recognize what the enemy would like to do after that. And then move past it. And then the Sons of God film came, releasing the anointing and the inheritance, and then the outreaches, which we just talked about. And now today, the Holy Spirit lives in. So before we watch this movie and release the children, take a look at what's below this. And I believe that after today, there will be an increase for your passion for worship. You'll desire more in the area of worship. You will not see worship on a Sunday morning as part of a Sunday event that we do. You'll see worship as the opportunity, the privilege of coming before the King of Glory as he's unpacking himself, and then the word follows with that and even after. I believe that. I believe that God's going to increase that, because there's a worldwide worship release that's in the making right now, never in place of the word, but always in conjunction with it. And then finally, just some definitions here. Reform, to reclaim, to better, restore, improve, redeem, amend, regenerate. And reformation, reform, improvement, betterment, correction, regeneration. Well, why am I highlighting those words? Because I quoted Bill Johnson here, and I wanted to, I think I quoted it. I did it kind of fast, so it might not be word for word, but it's from the video, and you'll find it. You'll see it. Bill Johnson says, every step I take is with the dove in mind. Every movement I make is to accommodate and honor this person. Okay? This is the life of a reformational person. In other words, if we are not living by the first sentence and second sentence, we're not walking in the life of a reformational person. And the Lord is looking for people of reformation. He wants to bring reformation, but he only releases reformation through reformational people. Do you see yourself that way? God does. This is the life of a reformational person. We have more than a message to host. Now, this is really significant. We have more than a message to host, more than a job, occupation, or a ministry to steward. Wow. We have to recognize that. Think about what you do. Think about your job. Think about how well you want to do your job and steward. Think of the ministries that you're doing and part of. More than stewarding what we're doing. Let's say Andy making a video quickly yesterday for today from what happened on the streets. More than that, that's nice. Thank you. You gave your time. But he's saying to Andy, are you a reformational person, Andy? He's asking me that. P&P, are you a reformational person? I see you that way. In other words, are you declaring that every step you take is with the dove in mind. Every movement you make is to accommodate and honor this person. Wow. Very deep. We have a person to host. This person has so intimately and so intensely devoted himself to us, to literally rest upon us and change the environment of every place that we go. He's resting upon us. He's devoted to us. So here's our challenge that we will receive right now before we watch the video and through the video to learn how to host this person. What's it like to host the wonderful Holy Spirit? And with that in mind, we're going to watch this and release children. Can somebody put the blinds down over here, please, so we can see this well? If you want to move in close, you might get a better view. If you're in the back, that's up to you, certainly. And I just want to suggest to you that as we have 100 hours of prayer beginning tonight, that we would take this with us and say, God, what have you done in the last month on a corporate level? I don't know what's going on in your life. You probably don't know what's going on in mine very much. Some of you do. But I'm saying what he is doing collectively for us, we can take a look at that and we can join in. Isn't this exciting? So let's be encouraged this morning. We'll watch, it's a 26-minute video, and then we'll stop it and go to a 4-minute prayer at the end. And may you take notes. You may want to flip this over, write some things down, because he has some nuggets that are really good. And listen, but apply it to your life, because the Word of God is all through here. This is our message today. But because it's about Holy Spirit, I wanted to do it. Normally, we'll watch something like this on a Watch of the Lord night. But just really felt today, this would be the next step after what we've gone through, with this in mind of what we've been experiencing. Okay, you flip everything off, please. Thank you, Jesus. Just feel that because it's a video, we just cut that. So if you could, I'm just going to pray out if you could lay your hands on someone next to you. And we're just going to continue on. Just pray for them. Find, if you don't have someone next to you, sit next to someone. Would you please? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you are in this place, Lord. You can actually touch shoulders of people. That's fine. We just thank you, Holy Spirit. Just pray out to the person of the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Father, with the person in mind next to you. I'll pray out, you pray out as well, all right? So just open your mouths and pray out, because the Lord's responding to what you're saying over that person, and I'm just praying out. So Lord, I just thank you that we're all in agreement right here, that we're believing and praying out for the continued effect of your presence, you as a person, Holy Spirit, to be able to come and take up residence in a way that would be profoundly understood with each person, that there would be a fresh baptism of fire, that there would be a place of encounter while people are awake, while that person's awake, but also while they're sleeping, Lord, to be able to deepen their resident understanding and relational connection with you. We just thank you, Lord, that we walk in this place of understanding how to host a person that's you, Holy Spirit, that this person that I have my hands laid on would be able to host you well, that there would be a decrease in any grieving or any quenching, Lord, that the Spirit would have full release and full measure through this person I'm laying my hands on. I just thank you, Holy Spirit, for this person's life. And I thank you, Lord, that you're making yourself known deep in the inner man, deep in those places. Thank you that their soul is cooperating with what you're doing, Father, that their mind, their will, their emotions, and their body is being touched by you, Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Lord, for an understanding, a better and deeper understanding of what it means to host you, a person, and understanding that the word presence is not just some general concept, that you are not a concept, Holy Spirit, that you are real, you are alive, you are active. And thank you, Lord, that this person that I'm laying hands on is receiving more of your life, more of your wisdom, more of your revelation, more of your understanding, more of your power, more of your knowledge, more of your might, more of the fear of the Lord being able to be released because you're there. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for an increase in the healing anointing to be able to be released because you live on the inside. You're the greater one, Holy Spirit, on the inside of that person that we're touching. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that great release. Thank you for loving this person so much, Holy Spirit, that intimately you are making yourself known. Immensely dedicated and devoted you are to the fullness that that person has for his or her life. So I just thank you for that. I praise you for that. I thank you, Lord, that you are putting an increase of a guard on the person's heart and mind and will to be able to entertain only that which would help them step into greater levels of becoming a reformational person, that every step they take would be led by you, Holy Spirit, that every breath that they would breathe would provide the momentum for the very next connection with you, Holy Spirit, that you are helping each person understand you, receive you, and be able to commune with you. So we thank you for that increase in communion, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you give us our marching orders as you go preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and cast out demons. Freely you've received, now freely give. Thank you for those words of life in Matthew 10, 7 and 8. And we thank you, Lord God, that our mandate from heaven is simple. You tell us to completely saturate any atmosphere by the power of you, Holy Spirit, on the inside, any atmosphere that we're going into, and that atmosphere would be changed. We thank you, Lord, that that's our desire, to be able to follow you, Holy Spirit, the desire of the nations. And we thank you, Jesus, that you understood this as you only did what the Father told you to do, and you only spoke what the Father was saying, ushering in the full measure of you, Holy Spirit, in your life. Thank you, Jesus, that you showed us by modeling for us that it is possible, even though without anything else, Lord, it looks impossible, but it's not. And so we thank you, Lord, that you show us that it's possible with you. All things are possible with you, and that we have greater understanding and increase today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being so strong. Thank you for magnifying Jesus Christ, for magnifying the Father. And thank you, Lord, that the Godhead, what we speak to right now, is hearing from heaven and in agreement with what you're doing for each one of us personally and corporately here. We thank you for the greater dimension of walking in the levels of you, Holy Spirit, that might be new and are new for many and new for all of us to whatever the next dimension would be. We thank you that we open our hearts to that more and more, and the that is you. It's you. You are Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord, that we will determine before you that we will not call something. I am led by you, Holy Spirit, when it's really what we want. I feel and I sense I should. Father, that you will convict us in a loving way, saying, that's not my voice. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us be true to our word that we want to become a person who walks circumspectly before you. So thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're releasing that. You're releasing the greater grace to entertain who you are, to hear from heaven and know you. That you're not an ethereal bird, you are a person. And we thank you, Lord, that as that was demonstrated at Jesus' baptism, that is the word for us today, that you remain. So we thank you, Lord, that you increase our faith right now to be able to believe you, believe your promises, and that you are helping us become and make an agreement with heaven right now. And I thank you, Lord God, that agreement is strong. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that as you release to us, Holy Spirit, the revelation from heaven more and more on the inside, it already belongs to us because our spirit is perfect. We thank you, Lord, that our soul will line up with the spiritual understanding of what you've done for us at the cross, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for that. We magnify that. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that our soul is increasing right now. We thank you that our minds are being changed and shifted right now. We thank you that any thought that is not from you, Holy Spirit, is being extracted right now. We thank you that anything, Father, that is not to be in our bodies, that is not from you, Holy Spirit, is being extracted right now. We thank you, Lord, that your presence is increasing and the blocks that would prevent that are being removed right now. We thank you that our wills and our emotions are lining up with you, Lord, right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You make yourself so known to us right now that we can experience you and encounter you more and more and more, that we will live to encounter you. We will live as people who live in encounters with you, which should be all the time as Jesus experienced. So we thank you for that kind of communion with you, Holy Spirit. Thank you that we will have a better understanding of how you work, how you function in our lives, inside of us, that you rest upon us, so we are called to rest. We thank you, Lord, that the rest that you take us in to understand what true spiritual rest is even in the midst of our working and demonstrating the kingdom, that we can rest in that place because we are at peace with the one who is peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Take our little minds, Jesus, and erase them, wash them, cleanse them, strengthen them by your power, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for a fresh immersion in the Spirit. Thank you for a fresh baptism. Baptism of fire for the person that I'm sitting next to. Thank you, Lord. Pray that over the person next to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that power to increase. Thank you for that power to increase. Thank you for that power to increase. Just speak it out over that person. Thank you for power to increase, for the revelation of your power to increase. Touch all the little children in this place. Touch each one in Kingdom Land and even in here. Touch fresh baptism, fresh encounter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As Bill Johnson said in the very beginning, the first couple minutes of the video, that we are choosing to relinquish control and relinquish the need that many of us may still have, all of us, of having to understand. Thank you, Lord, that we release that to you as little children. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we will not be led by our schedules, that we will be led by you, Holy Spirit, that you will speak to us, not our schedules. Speak to us. Help us to see with your eyes what you're really trying to do, really trying to say. Thank you, Lord, that we are hosting a person. We are hosting you. What a privilege and what an honor. Thank you that this would be a day of great change today for all of us. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. That's That's good. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, huh? Wasn't that great? Do you guys want to share? Apparently we have some, before we close here, we have some Ghana updates. So I'm curious, I want to see myself. Oh, here's Rachel.
Rachel listening intently as a woman shares her heart in the airport. Pastor Bill imparting a message on the power of J-O-Y, Jesus on you, at Life Christian Center. The team arrived there on Wednesday the 4th, and then the 5th they went to the market, and Pastor Bill ministered at Life Christian Center. During street ministry, the three young men prayed to dedicate their lives to Jesus. Pastor Bill and Rick sharing the truth of Jesus with two Muslim men. Jordan found some precious treasure on the streets of Amasaman. Messengers carrying the good news. So they're walking to Pastor Samuel's house. This is Rachel introducing herself to the children at Life Christian Center, and I'm going to read a little bit about that on the update that they posted. The team has been posting updates on our website, so you're welcome to check those out. There's several on there. This afternoon, they headed to Life Christian Center Academy. Mama Vera started the school 2 years ago, and it's been growing steadily. Currently, 59 children are enrolled, and ranging from 2 years of age to third grade. They teach and expect the children to respond strictly in English, to immerse them in the language as much as possible while teaching them other basics. Prayer and worship are included through the week as well. And the school has proven to be an effective outreach to the community, as 8 of the students are Muslim. Mama Vera told us they are some of the first to run forward when it's time for worship. As we pulled up to the church building where the school is held, we could hear the lively chatter of children coming from inside. The classrooms are separated by rolling blackboards, and we went to each class to introduce ourselves to them. Their smiles were so bright and shining that they made the sunlight streaming in through the windows seem dull. The students gathered together, enjoyed a song led by Pastor Bill, and listened intently as we shared with them about Jesus, Father God, and the Holy Spirit. After a chance to play with them and love on them, we said our goodbyes to excited waves and gleeful squeals. Pastor Bill pouring out Father's blessing on the children. Drawing close to the Father's heart as Pastor Bill prays to close our time together. All right, this is Ghanaian Worship Sunday service on our land in Sala. So, as you know, they made it to the north, and I did want to read a quick clip from their journeys there. That's the Kingdom Bible School building. Pastor Bill got a cheer from the crowd as he shared our plans and experiences for further development of the land. So on Saturday, November 7th, at 4 o'clock in the morning in pouring rain, neither time nor weather could hinder the hands and the feet of Jesus as we packed up to head to northern Ghana. A true picture of mission work. We loaded 2 cars with 9 people. The team, Pastor Samuel, Mama Vera, Kofi, and Mama Vera's helper, Angelina, with personal and team supplies to travel a country on partially paved roads, stopping along the way to spread the gospel of Jesus. We first stopped in Kumasi to visit Pastor Samuel's daughter Lydia for her 20th birthday. Next, during a small car repair and supply stop, we encountered several people on the busy streets. A young man named Freeman and a young lady repented on the spot and gladly accepted new lives in Christ when they heard the gospel. The team was blessed to experience dinner at a genuine Ghanaian restaurant in Techman during another stop for supplies, Techman. After 17 hours of travel, we felt like the Israelites crossing the Jordan as we arrived at FMI's promised land in Sawla, excited for all that God is going to do there. And here they are. There they are. Pastor Stephen and Pastor Samuel welcoming the crowd. 200 men, women, and children gathered from around the region for Sunday service.
Hey,
Lunch was provided for all the attendees, enjoying a hearty meal. And that is that, and that's what happened their morning, Sunday morning. So we are up to date. And again, there's a couple more other updates on there about their travels. If you want to hear specifics about their ministry in the airport and how they got to Ghana and what they felt at the airport, all that good stuff is on our website. So please read those, check them periodically, and we'll do our best to update you when we gather here together.
And if you don't, if you want to know more about our Ghana mission, then you can also go to the website, go to our homepage, and just click, and you'll see a video there that explains the overall view of Ghana North and Ghana South. And that's really good. See why they're writing updates? So this is good for all you Moz people. That was awesome. And that was this morning also that they were doing this and trying to get it done furiously. And they're going to start the Kingdom Bible School in the morning. So I don't know how many people are coming out for that, but Carly and the crew, everybody will be putting tents up, and with all the Ghanaians as well. And they'll be staying around the Kingdom Bible School structure and all of that. So I'm excited. That's really cool. Well, Lord, we just bless your name. We thank you for this great day. And Lord, we thank you that you also back up your word with an outpouring of generosity from us. So Lord, we just receive an offering this morning for obviously the tithe for this house so we can go forward, and also for the monthly partners and support for Frontline Ministries International, which are one and the same. But also, God, we take a special offering and receive that by faith for Ghana. So, Father, we just ask that you would bless that now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're bringing in all the funds and the finances to further the gospel of the kingdom. We just bless what you've done today, Lord, and we thank you that we can go out from this place encouraged and strengthened and ready to listen to you, Holy Spirit, and even turn things and change what we may have said or thought up to receiving this new revelation for some, maybe all of us. So thank you, Lord. Help our yes to be yes, our no to be no, and for us to hear what you are saying, not just what we want to do. We thank you and praise you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So however you want to do that, if you want to receive an offer. I'm just speaking this out. I'm not one of the ushers and all that stuff. So we do want to take an offering for all the things I mentioned, particularly, you know, we have our weekly and monthly stuff. That's great. Don't stop there. This is above and beyond that. But it is for Ghana, and we are asking for that because we need to support what's going on there. Okay? So put it in. We're not going to pass a basket, but just write a check or whatever you want to do and stick it back there and just make sure it says Ghana so we know what it's for. So God bless you, and Lord willing, come tonight. Who's worship leading tonight? Jackson Friends. Oh, goody. Okay. The team from Jackson Friends will be here at 7. They're preparing something awesome, so we'll see you then. God bless you guys. Amen.